Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
If it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
That understanding works for you, so therefore it is absolutely right for you.
All beliefs have become only relatively true, and of course to the world, religion is just some personalized experience, not a divine revelation, and the church is catching the disease.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hello, it is Witness Wednesday. This is Wretched Radio. I am at Georgia Tech. Guess what I stumbled on? A little card sitting on the sidewalk. Somebody's promoting Jesus without religion. Somebody must be coming to the campus here. They're doing a presentation at the Student Center. And I'm torn about this approach. Now, I don't know anything about this guy who's doing Jesus without religion. I appreciate the concept of this isn't so much about religion. This isn't about buildings per se. This is about that evangelical lingo, having a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. I like that emphasis, but on the other hand, this is an approach that we've got to be very careful about. There are a lot of people who have been turned off to Christianity. Well, they were always turned off, if you will, but they had a bad experience. I get that. But let's not throw out the church with the bathwater. This is Wretched Radio at Georgia Tech, and I'm watching a kid. He walks a little bit like Shaggy. I mean, like Scooby-Doo, kind of with the bell-bottoms and the flappy stuff. But he's got his earphones in, and, well, let's just give it a go, shall we? Excuse me. Dude, hey, sorry to bother you. Are you listening to anything important right now?
No.
Can I walk and talk with you at the same time?
That's fine, yeah.
Cool, on the radio, right?
Sure.
Groovy. What's your name? First name?
Steven.
Steven, nice to meet you. How do you do?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Tell me what you're studying here at Georgia Tech.
I'm an industrial engineer.
And that means when you grow up, you want to be a?
A consultant, maybe, for a couple years. And after that, I don't really know.
Consulting what?
I was kind of looking at maybe the food industry. I'm not really sure.
Food?
So,
really?
Yeah.
Like what?
I was a biochemistry major before this, yeah. And I changed, so I'm really interested in, like, food sciences and, like, maybe FDA things.
Okay, so tell me one thing that if I knew what was inside of it, I wouldn't want to eat.
Hot dogs.
Pretty scary?
Yeah.
What is inside of that casing?
Anything in a pig that you don't want to eat.
It's a pig, is it?
It is. It's pork.
There's beef
and pork ones.
Okay, so what's in the beef?
Same thing, just from a cow.
What's the name of that stuff in Scotland where they pack it into the intestines and they eat it? Haggis.
Yeah.
So basically a hot dog is a haggis.
Pretty much.
So you don't want to be eating that?
I mean, not really.
Okay. What exactly is Spam?
Pretty sure it's the same thing.
Really?
I mean, it's spiced ham.
It's pink.
It is pink.
When I was your age, I ate it by the gallon.
I mean, I don't mind it. It's
you ever fry it in a pan with some brown sugar?
Not with sugar, but
it's good
I fried it for
butter and sugar? I'm telling you, it's good eating. Okay, so where are you from, dude? You don't have an accent.
Petrie City, Georgia. So really just 20 minutes south of here.
Where's the accent? You don't have one.
My mom was from here. My dad was from Connecticut. Kind of balanced out.
Balanced the deal out. All right, so tell me, as an individual who's in the Bible Belt, are you a Bible Belter?
Not really.
Not really.
I mean, I'm Christian, but I don't know. I believe in the whole separation church and state pretty strongly.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that. Okay, so did you say a Christian sort of, or most?
No, I said I'm a Christian.
You are a Christian. Okay. Okay, so tell me, if I'm not a Christian, why should I become a Christian? What would you tell me?
It just puts everything into perspective. I mean, the Lord gave us everything that we have, and if you believe in Him, He'll bring you to eternal life and eternal love.
Okay, I'm doing pretty good. Things are in perspective. Got a happy wife, happy life. The kids are healthy. Making scads of money. In fact, I got to wrap this up so I can go count all my cash. Why would I want to be a Christian?
Well, you don't need all that money. If you become a Christian...
But I got it, and it's good.
You do have it. But the Bible teaches you that money isn't everything. And you should help people in need. Because... treat others how you would want to be treated. The golden rule it applies to Christianity as well.
Mm-hmm. But why would I want to do that? I like spending it on me. It's good. You don't have to eat Spam and haggis. You get to eat fancy meats. So I think I'm good to go. Anything? Would there be anything else that you would encourage me to consider?
I mean, I don't know.
How's about heaven or hell?
I mean, that's why I said eternal life.
Eternal life. Okay, so where do you think I would be going if I died right now?
If you're not a Christian?
Yeah.
I believe you go to hell.
Yikes. How come?
Because the only way to get into heaven is through Jesus, Christ.
Okay.
And if you don't believe in him, I guess you don't go to heaven, you don't get in.
I'm a pretty good guy. Pay my taxes, don't beat my children much. So, would he send me to hell for being a pretty good guy?
I mean, that's the big question. I believe that he would, but others might say something different. But it's, I would think that in my belief, yes.
How come? Seems kind of shocking to a guy like me.
I don't know. I mean, that's what the Bible says.
How's about becomes? I'm a really bad sinner?
I mean,
do you think that I'm a sinner? I'm asking, so don't worry, you're not going to offend me. I'm not going to take a shot at you.
I don't think you're a sinner. I don't think if you don't believe in God, that makes you a sinner. If you don't believe in God, you don't believe in Jesus. It's my belief that that's...
But I'd be going to hell, you said.
Yes.
For not being a sinner? So why would I be going to hell? Are you a sinner?
I've sinned.
So you're a sinner.
But I've asked for God's forgiveness.
So am I? But I'm not a sinner. What's the difference between you and me? You look like a pretty decent fellow.
Well, everyone sins. I mean, it's human nature.
So I'm a sinner too.
Yes, but not...
What about this guy eating popcorn walking by? Is he a sinner?
I mean, I'm sure.
Okay, so I need to believe in Jesus to have my sins forgiven. Is that the issue?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. So why believe in Jesus? How come Buddha won't get the job done?
I don't really know.
Okay. What type of Christian did you grow up, or what type of church did you go to?
I was in a Methodist church.
Methodist church. John Wesley's denomination,
yes.
Right? Wouldn't John Wesley say that it's because of the atoning work of Jesus, because he died on a cross, and he's the only one as the God-man who can satisfy the wrath of God that's placed on a sinner like you because of what he did by taking the wrath of the Father on your behalf. Wouldn't that be what Wesley would say?
Yes.
And because God's wrath is on me too, I need to have that same atoning work credited to my account too, right? And without it, God must do what's right and just, and he's got to send a sinner like me to hell because he's righteous and holy. And without righteousness, nobody can see God, right?
Right.
I know. So tell me, if I come to agreement with you, all right, I agree with you, I think you're right, I am a sinner, okay, Jesus died on the cross, what do I need to do to get forgiven? What's the process? Do I sign a card, go to church with you, go to the pizza party? What do I need? What needs to happen?
Well, going to church with someone is a way to get it started,
okay.
But the only way is to actually accept Christ into your life.
What does that mean?
And that means that you give your mind, body, and soul basically up to Jesus himself.
What about repentance? I hear that word a lot. Repent.
That's asking for forgiveness for your sins.
Okay. Does it mean turning from sins also? Like saying, ooh, I don't like that anymore. God, I just want you. I don't want my sinful life anymore.
Right.
So you turn from your sins? Do I need to do that?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got to repent, and I need to trust Jesus. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. So have you done that?
Yes, sir.
When did you do that?
It's probably 7 years ago.
Really? How old are you?
I'm 20 years old.
So 13, yes, you realized you're a sinful, wretched teenager? Is that right?
It was actually on a church trip that I really accepted Jesus.
Okay. You mean repented and put your trust in him. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. So you understood you were, like, because you've told lies, that would make you a liar. Because you've stolen stuff, you're a thief. Because if you're a guy, which it looks like you are, you've looked at women with lust. God sees the heart, and that's adultery of the heart. You realized all of that back then when you were 13, huh?
Yes, sir.
Cool, and you repented and put your trust in Jesus. So when you die, for sure you're going to heaven.
Yes.
And that's why I should repent and trust Jesus. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
All right, fascinating. Dude, thanks for the chat.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Study on. See ya. Like he said, that's what you... Okay, so here's a question for you. You basically just heard the little conversation with the young man who claimed to be a Christian who accepted Jesus. Ooh, this is why language is so important. This is why we need to stop using those flimsy terms, not acceptance, but repentance and faith. That's why this is so important. At any rate, what would you say to that kid? Would you, if you were his elder, say, come on in, kid, that was a profession of faith, that was just swell? Well, might actually be a close call on that one. It's okay that sometimes you have to help somebody just kind of put the thing in process, and you need to put it in the right order. But frequently, when somebody just can't quite give a profession of faith without really being led through it, it should cause us to have a little bit of concern. So that is why, once again, I think the whitest harvest field that exists in this country is right inside of our church. And that is why these types of presentations here, this dopey Jesus without religion thing, no dogma. That kid needs dogma. No theology. That kid needs some theology. No forcing any specialized theologies and creeds onto you. That kid could benefit from creeds so that he can clearly articulate his faith, if indeed he's saved. So we'll continue here at Georgia Tech. And guess what? I think I see the people handing out the Jesus without religion cards. Next on Wretched Radio.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Giffert wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Truth. It's meant to travel far. It's meant to reach deep. It's meant to change lives. But for far too long, even the best biblical teaching has faced barriers, paywalls, price tags, limited access. And at Fortis Institute, well, we've been thinking differently recently. What if we could break through all of those barriers? That's why we're launching our Truth Unhindered initiative. We have extraordinary plans for the end of 2025, plans that will transform how pastors and families and seekers access life-changing teaching. But to make this vision a reality, we need you now more than ever. Right now, going on through June 30th, every dollar you give will be doubled up to $250,000. Double the impact, double the reach, double the transformation. Visit fortisinstitute.org/truth today, because when truth breaks through barriers, lives are never the same. fortisinstitute.org/truth.
Important dates in Christian history. 800 AD. Charlemagne, the grandson of Charles Martel, is crowned emperor by the Pope on Christmas. He ushered in the Carolingian Renaissance, which advanced the church, education, and culture in the Holy Roman Empire. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
This is Wretched Radio. It's Witness Wednesday at Georgia Tech. talking to the kids on the campus on this here Witness Wednesday. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta, Georgia. And so it is. There's a young man sitting on a bench here at Georgia Tech. And, I'm afraid he's involved in something. Hey, young man.
What's up?
May I ask you what you're listening to or doing with that thing?
I'm listening to the Talking Heads and reading engine performance articles from the library.
Engine performance articles. All right, we're on the radio, so don't swear, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're listening Talking Heads.
Yeah,
dude,
Talking
Heads. They're like so 80s.
They're awesome.
Burning down the house?
Yeah. Actually, Psycho Killer.
It's what?
Psycho Killer.
That's what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
Psycho Killer.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes, that seems a little dark.
Well, you know, it's a nice sunny day.
Yeah, you need something to just kind of chill it out
chill
a little.
Out, yeah.
Too much of this happiness and sunshine. Mm-hmm. Little Psycho Killer.
Exactly.
Okay, what are the lyrics to Psycho Killer? You don't have to sing. Just give them to me. Here, I got to sit next to you. Otherwise, my legs will fall asleep. Okay, give me the chorus to Psycho Killer.
Psycho Killer.
You didn't have to sing. Look at you go. This could be America's Got Talent. All right, go ahead.
Psycho Killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa-fa better. Run, 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 run away.
Okay. Give me that second line. What did you say? Psycho Killer.
Qu'est-ce que c'est?
What is it, Spanish?
It's French.
Close enough. And what is it saying?
I have no idea.
Uh-huh. So you want to listen to something dark and you're studying engine performance magazines.
Mm-hmm.
What's a good performing car engine?
A good performing car engine?
Yeah.
Well, I was actually looking at motorcycle engines.
Ah.
But
do you have a motorcycle?
Yeah.
Do you wear a helmet?
All the time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, very bad if you fall.
Exactly.
What about knee pads and all that stuff?
You don't really need knee pads, but you need good gear, especially around here.
Okay, you're not one of those crazies who drives down 85 doing 85 zigging between the cars, are you?
No, you got to do 55. Because you're going to take it otherwise.
Well, and you could die.
I mean, you could die anyway.
Yeah, I guess that's 55 or 85. You're probably going to take a pretty bad tumble.
Exactly.
All right, so you're looking at motorcycle engines. Are you familiar with car engines? I'm looking for a car. What's reliable? What's good?
You want to go fast or you want miles per gallon?
I'm cheap, and I don't ever want to have to fix it. Ever. I want this thing to run till I die.
It's probably like an old Toyota. They'll last forever.
Yeah, I hear that.
Old Hondas. Are pretty much indestructible.
Yeah, I actually heard that Toyota for their Camrys has a lifetime warranty. If you keep doing the monthly stuff,
service and everything.
Yeah, which is how they get you.
Yeah, imagine. Yeah.
Yeah, oil change shouldn't be $89.
Exactly.
I think that's how they do it. Okay.
Yeah.
So a Toyota, a Honda would be good.
Yeah, I mean,
get something like that.
I mean, American cars are really good provided you do maintenance, a lot of maintenance.
All right, and that's going to take me until I take my last breath.
Yeah.
All right. Speaking of last breath, for lack of a better segue, what do you think about the afterlife and when we die? What do you think happens? I take my last breath. What am I going to experience, do you think?
I don't know, man. Maybe go to heaven. Maybe not. I don't know.
Are you a religious guy?
Not really.
No? Did you grow up in a religious home?
Not really.
No? Parents let you do pretty much anything?
No. I mean, they were pretty strict.
No, I didn't mean rules. I meant, church. Did they take you to church?
I mean, yeah, my mom was Southern Baptist. My dad was Catholic, so.
Wow!
So.
That must have been fun.
I've been to, both extremes of crazy. I mean, very.
Of what? Were you going to say crazy?
Yeah, of crazy. It's I've been locked in a church before and have to deal with people, and then I've had, very structured church, but.
All right, you're a smart guy. You study engines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you like Psycho Killer. So tell me, what's the difference between Southern Baptists and Roman Catholics?
I don't know. I mean, you could probably get away with a lot of stuff in, a Catholic church, as long as you repent and all that stuff. And you probably, whether you did anything or not, you're probably going to hell in a Baptist church.
Because they're Baptist.
Yeah. That's.
And they seem kind of severe to you, huh?
Yeah, they're pretty intense.
Okay, so what do you think is going to happen to you? Do you have any thoughts about it? Have you pondered it yet? Because you're a grown man now. You're not a kid anymore.
Not really.
What does your conscience tell you?
Nothing really.
You have a conscience, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't really think about that kind of stuff.
Doesn't it ever bother you sometimes? How old are you?
I'm 23.
Yeah, it bothered me when I was a kid. I was one of those guys who just had a bad vibe about what was going to happen when I died. I just had a crummy feeling about it,
mm-hmm.
that things were not going to go well for me.
Yeah.
Well, you know, mm-hmm. we do stuff that's wrong,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't ever think about it.
Not really, no.
All right, so if your conscience could be exposed, mm-hmm. what would it say? Are you a good person or a bad person?
I'm good most of the time, I guess.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you know? Hey, here, wait a second. Here's a better question. Mm-hmm. How often are you bad, and how often do you have to be bad to no longer be good? It's a tongue twister, but that's a good question. Okay, for instance, here's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. What's your first name, by the way?
Eric.
Here's what I'm thinking. There's a criminal in a courtroom, and he says to the judge, "Judge, I've only committed one murder."
Okay.
Does the judge say, "Well, looks like 99.8% of the time you've been pretty good. Away with you." No. He'd say, "You're a criminal, off the jail with you."
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, I mean, I guess if it was like a penalty, I mean, what if you go to war and you kill somebody?
Yeah, I think that's a good question. Yeah, I think there's a difference, though, between a just killing and murdering somebody. I think that's a distinction. I mean, lopping off your head right now, that would be very bad,
mm-hmm.
right? But what if the standard is just being angry with somebody? Would you be guilty of that crime, murdering somebody in your heart?
I mean, I've been angry at people, but usually you can, like, forgive them eventually.
Right.
And it's usually the long run, you're like, cool, whatever.
Okay. How's about lying? You ever told lies?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. I have too. Ever stolen anything?
From like my brothers and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, all right. That's about it.
Yeah. But that's stealing,
mm-hmm.
right? All right, a little trickier. Thought life, what goes on inside of your brain. Maybe sitting here on the bench, it's a beautiful afternoon, watching all the girls go by. Ever have thoughts that, well, if your Southern Baptist mom knew about them, she wouldn't be jumping for joy at her son? Sexual thoughts, X-rated thoughts. Ever ponder those things about women in your brain?
Not really.
Dude!
I mean, I have a girlfriend that I've been going out with for like 6 years.
Right.
So, I mean...
All right, well, this is a question I wouldn't ask you to answer because it wouldn't be mm-hmm. gentlemanly of me.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have ever been inappropriate with your mm-hmm. girlfriend...
Mm-hmm.
then that would also be a sexual sin or crime, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So let's say you died.
Okay.
All right? Let's say God exists, mm-hmm. the one that's in the Bible, whether it's Catholic or Southern Baptist.
Okay.
And God judged you, Eric. The books on Eric's life are now opened up.
Okay.
He knows every thought, every deed, mm-hmm. everything you've ever done privately, and everything you failed to do that you should have done.
Okay.
What do you think God is going to think about you? Is he going to be pleased with your performance? Or would he find you guilty?
It really depends. I mean, if you go... I've done a lot of, like, really good things. I've done a lot of, like... I guess... Like, in my, like, experience, I think I've done enough to, like...
Balance the scales.
Yeah, at least, like, done more good than, like, bad. I haven't, like, done anything crazy bad. I mean, God's supposed to be ever-forgiving or whatever. But it... I don't know. There's
all right.
A lot of stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, go back to the courtroom. All right?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy says... The guy's committed murder. But
okay.
Judge... I have made 1,812 turkey sandwiches for starving children in downtown Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Is the judge going to say, oh, 1,812 sandwiches, murder, seems to balance itself out, you're free mm-hmm. to go? Or is the standard of justice a little different? You can't do good things to take away from the bad. You break the law, you're guilty,
mm-hmm.
and you must be punished.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be true justice?
I guess.
All right.
I mean, I guess if you lie once, what, you go to hell forever?
That's a big tough concept, is what that is.
That's
because that seems extreme, doesn't
that,
it?
I mean, that's like when I went to the Baptist church, that's what it was like.
Well, believe it or not, that's what the Bible actually says.
So,
all liars will have their part in a lake of fire. Mm-hmm. But here, you're a smart guy, and this is, I think you'll find this reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so much the way that we esteem the crime. The mm-hmm. question is, how does the judge see it?
Okay.
So we might just go, like, looking at pornography, everybody else does it. But mm-hmm. God, the just judge, mm-hmm. if he looks at it and says, that is filthy dirty,
mm-hmm.
and if you've looked at it once or 1,000 times, I don't care, you've broken the law,
mm-hmm.
and I'm angry about it.
Okay.
So we can look at lies and think, kind of a big deal, it was just a little white one, I don't care what color it is, mm-hmm. it's a lie, and if the judge sees it that way, it's really up to him and not up to us. And the reason...
Mm-hmm.
that God's standard is so high, it's because he's so high.
Okay.
See, our crimes aren't so much against... Like, I tell a lie to you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's bad. But at the same time, I've basically broken his laws. And that's what makes it exceedingly bad.
Okay.
That's why it's bad. So, Eric, what mm-hmm. do you think would happen? So, let's say that those books are open and God is a just judge.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty black and white.
What do you think would happen? What would he do with you, heaven or hell?
Well, if he's pretty black and white, I guess I'd be going to hell.
Yeah. Right.
That sucks. But I don't know. I guess I could live the life I got.
Actually, that might be the greatest understatement of all time. That would be a monster drag, going to hell for forever. Right. So, I gotta take a break here.
Okay.
But I'm guessing somewhere along the line, in some church somewhere, somebody's told you the good news, haven't they?
That God's forgiving?
Yeah. That God's forgiving, and He's good, and He's kind, and He's merciful, and He's loving. They've told you that, haven't they?
Yeah.
All right. Let me take a break, because that's what I got to do.
All right.
We're sitting here on a bench at Georgia Tech on Wretched Radio.